You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
That one was a head scratcher.
It was very strange. Very strange. Let's get to who's been on hold. Let's go to Tony and Santa Rosa. It's got something on Brock Purdy.
Then
we're getting Austin and Dennis. They got something good. They got some interesting comments as well. Tony, Santa Rosa, what's happening?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. I'm blessed. Tony, I get to do this for a living, man. I'm blessed.
I took an edible last night, Bonte. I woke up in a coma. Felt like I was the Black Rip Van Winkle, except I woke up with George Clinton hair, man.
Oh my God. Why'd you take the edible? What was going on a Monday?
Well, you know, I ain't puffing as much. I only took a little bit of it, but damn.
Oh, you
got a hold of me.
So you're watching football. You know what you were watching. The grass looked really green on the screen, huh?
You seen that? I was just watching the rest of that Cardinals game, but now we're in third place, but it's all right, though. But hey, when I was listening, you was hitting at everything I was going to say. I don't know what happened to the screenplays. We need to do something a little bit different. We got different guys in there. We got, like you said, Jacob Cowan. Let's throw a little screenplays to him. Let's get back to them little end arounds and them jet sweeps. Some of that creative stuff where you don't have to go deep. We're going deep so much. We're passing so much.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get back to the run. What's with the play action under the – is, like, Brock not feel comfortable under center? Because they stopped all that under center play action.
Well, they ran play action on the first interception. They ran the play action. It was beautiful play action, but Kansas City didn't bite.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Everybody was covered. And he forced it to George Kittle. He forced it to George Kittle. He should have
really
just thrown it out of bounds.
Really
it was a bad decision, bad throw, Tony. I'll let you come down off that edible, man.
Yeah.
Call us back tomorrow, man. You sound loaded.
It sounded like he was just finishing the end of that Chargers and Cardinals game, which ended 12 hours ago. ESPN Plus.
Hey, man, this show is so unbelievable, man. So many calls you get.
Hey, it's the morning roast. Come on, Monte.
It's the morning roast.
Come on.
You're not lying about that. Dude, people are down on Shanahan. Listen to this before we go to Dennis.
They should be. It was a horrible performance.
510, Comcast Business Text Line. Please stop with suggestions for what Shanahan should do. He's like a teenager. If you tell him what to do, he definitely won't do it. He's got to figure it out on his own. Well, we're not telling. Shanahan doesn't listen to us.
He's a grown man.
He's a grown-ass man. He's going to do what he does. But what about Brock Purdy? We'll get to Brock Purdy because I'm getting some comments and texts about Brock Purdy that I cannot believe after one game. Dennis in San Francisco. Dennis, what is the real issue with this football team, Dennis?
How you guys doing this morning?
Stupendous.
You guys covered a lot of stuff The drafting is horrific by Shanahan and Lynch. I've said this before. I don't know what Lynch is doing there. Is he just there to help out Shanahan? Because Shanahan seems to have all the power. And they're drafting. One of the reasons why their defense is so inept right now is because they're drafting so horrible. For years, they haven't done well at the top of the draft. They've been lucky on the bottom of the draft. And for us to think that Purdy's the problem is a joke. The beginning and the end of all this is Kyle Shanahan. I've been rooting for him. I want to see him do well. I'm a huge Niner fan. I'm a native San Franciscan. I've had season tickets since the Kezar days, but I gave them up. I gave them up once they moved to Santa Clara. But anyway, I think that you look at what happened at the game. Mahomes didn't have a good game either. But the thing about it is Kansas City has their stuff together. You know what I mean? You can see the difference between the two teams. Our team on offense looks unorganized, and it just doesn't seem. Obviously, we're missing McCaffrey, but it doesn't look the same. I don't know. It's been very inconsistent, and it's not Brock's fault. Shanahan's lucky that he got Purdy. Otherwise, if I was the owner, I would have sent Shanahan packing for that Trey Lance debacle. And we've got no depth on the team. We need an offensive line. Our defensive tackles are getting pushed backwards.
Well, I think they don't have depth, Dennis, because of the top-heavy contracts they have. Think about it. Trent, Kittle, Bosa, Warner, Juszczyk, Ayuk, Debo. They've got a lot of big-money players.
Yeah.
Where that affects your depth, Dennis?
Right. They do, but what's about the recent drafts? How many years do they have these guys before they have to pay up? 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
Where's the draft? Where's the guys that are coming behind them? There's no defensive lineman. They need an offensive tackle or two.
Yeah, no, they missed on the defensive line. They missed on the defensive line, Dennis. Drake Jackson, Ken Law. You're right about the D-line, Dennis. The depth on the D-line has definitely been affected. And you can let Armstead go. He walked.
Right. And it's just like, so they haven't replaced guys, the positions I think that they need to replace in the draft or get depth on. There's no backup tight end. There's no backup offensive lineman. Where's your backup defensive end or defensive tackle? There is none because they're not drafting. How many running backs and receivers has Kyle drafted? Where's Ty Davis Price? Where's Trey Sermon?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where's Trey Lance? You know what I mean? Where's Dante Pettis?
Well,
you can go on and on and on. Look up their draft.
Listen, I'm looking at it right now, Dennis, and I know you're fired up. Thanks for the call. I like Dennis.
Jordan Mason still has the second most rushing yards.
I like Dennis. He was an undrafted free agent. But Renardo Green is making an impact this year.
Yes.
Malik Mustafa is making an impact this year. Isaac Grendel's made an impact. Jacob Cowling, we're screaming for him to get more screen passes.
Mustafa.
Tayton Bethune. Is not bad. Tig Brown is starting. Jake Moody kicked 250-yarders in a damn Super Bowl, for crying out loud. Now, Latu was a bust. Daryl Luter, we'll see about. Robert Beal's done nothing. D. Winters, we'll see about.
We'll see.
Brayden Willis was inactive. And Ronnie Bell's had a rough go. All right? Now, the 2022 draft was saved by Brock Purdy.
And that's a big hit, though. Like,
it's a huge hit.
That's a massive hit.
It's a huge hit.
Guy was an MVP candidate in his first full season. So I get,
now,
listen, and Dennis is trying to say, oh, well, shit, it's Shanahan. He got lucky with Brock Purdy. I was like, you got to give some credit there. Like, I know he listened to his guy, and people were saying it was Brian Griese or it was Mike Shanahan, whoever it was, they liked him and they drafted him and they had the wherewithal to, you know what, trade Trey Lance, get rid of him, you stick with Purdy, and it paid off. But this whole notion that Brock would still be Brock without Kyle Shanahan, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
You got to give Shanahan credit for the development of Brock Purdy.
31 other teams had a chance to go take Brock.
And they didn't.
Now, as far as the Trey Lance draft, 2021, okay, you drafted Trey Lance third overall, but you got Aaron Banks in the second round.
It's a hit.
Right?
Starter.
You got Trey Sermon in the third round, didn't work out.
No.
Ambry Thomas didn't work out.
Yeah.
Jalen Moore still on the bench. But you got Deommodore Lenore in the fifth round.
Starter.
One of the best slot corners in football.
Yeah.
Talanoa Hufanga was an all-pro. Saw him before the game. His wrist was, but he was in good spirits. Elijah Mitchell was serviceable for a while. So you haven't, you're going to have misses.
Those are four starters right there.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
You look at 2020, you only have five picks. 3 to 5 was Brandon Ayuk, Colt McKivitz, and Juwan Jennings.
Starters.
Starters. starters. Javon Kinlaw, is McKivitz a very good starter?
Serviceable. That's what we will say.
Get in here, Carter.
Honestly, though, it's so impossible to pick defensive linemen after the first 15 picks of the draft. Like, it's just such a crapshoot.
Well, even in the first 15.
Well,
that's the problem. They've whiffed on the number three overall pick of Solomon Thomas. They've whiffed on Javon Kinlaw.
100%, but they filled the defensive line pretty well in the past. Charles Menehue, DJ Jones. They've picked up good players, considering.
No, I'm with you, Carter. I'm with you. They've had some decent drafts.
But right now, it's starting to feel thin.
All right.
It's very thin on the defensive line. It's very thin on the offensive line. And it's very thin right now in the wide receiver core. So I understand Dennis's frustration. When everything's going great, it seems great. And you have all the depth in the world. And then when everyone gets hurt, that depth gets tested. And right now, it's getting tested. Feliciano's out. Yeah. Right? You got Juwan Jennings out. You got all these guys in different parts of the playbook. You got Javon Hargrave out for the season. Like, there is part of this, too, that the hangover part that we all kind of skated around, and no one likes to talk injuries because injuries are ifs and buts and candies and nuts. We'd all have a Merry Christmas. Shout out Lo Neal. But that's part of the Super Bowl hangover. Injuries happen.
You
get all the way to the mountaintop. You have a short turnaround. People get hurt. And that's what we're seeing right now.
You know, this is funny to me. We're going to get to Austin because I can't wait to hear what Austin has to say. 510, Comcast was the text line. Why are you guys afraid to criticize Kyle Shanahan? Tell me you don't.
Hold on.
Let me just say this, Benoni. Tell me you don't listen to the show without telling me you don't listen to the show. I'll repeat myself. There was a time 3 years ago where I got a call from 49ers. They thought I had something personal against Kyle Shanahan. That's how much I was going at Shanahan. But I'm not going to sit here in this chair after four championship games in 5 years and two Super Bowl appearances. No, not going to do it. The guy's been winning with the 49ers. He's won at a high, high level. And they haven't lost the locker room. And they've played deep into January in four of the last 5 years. And you guys just want to just fire him? I'm not. Look, I say some ridiculous things. I do.
He would be the top guy on the market.
No doubt about it.
It wouldn't even be close. Some coaches would get fired just to get Shanahan.
Miss me with, hey, let's go hire Ben Johnson. You didn't know who Ben Johnson was until last week.
No.
All right, miss me with the Belichick stuff. Y'all told me Belichick was long in the tooth and he was washed. Now you want Belichick? Shut up. 510. Who are you guys afraid to criticize Shanahan? You don't listen to the show. Wrong station, buddy. Austin in San Francisco. What's happening?
Hey, Austin.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, my question is, when is it time to raise the white flag for Brock Purdy? Everybody figured him out, him and Kyle Shanahan. And then one more thing. Did anybody show up for camp this summer? Did anybody show up besides Fred Warner and Jennings?
What? Wait, Austin, real quick, before you go, who's everybody's figured out Brock Purdy?
The NFL, everybody figured him out. Mr. Irrelevant, everybody figured him out.
I mean, the Seahawks didn't figure him out last week. He diced him up.
He's throwing ducks around, getting people injured, throwing in double coverage, throwing to Kittle, and overthrow, and y'all blaming him.
Let me ask you this. So, well, Roddy Bell dropped the pass and hit him in the chest, and the guy was acting like he was playing volleyball, spiking it into the dirt. Austin, San Francisco, you said, when do we wave the white flag with Brock? What do you mean? I got to get it. That's what we want to wave the white flag with Brock. You think it's time to move on to another quarterback? And
I ain't looking like Jimmy G out there. I ain't going to lie.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me finish. So you think he looks like Jimmy G?
Yeah, he do. His little brother.
Oh, my God.
No arm power, really. Like, it's just a little version of him. That worked for Kyle Shanahan with him and Jimmy G. How many quarterbacks, Super Bowl quarterbacks, we go through until we get one?
Okay, I'm taking over here. Flush this guy. Sorry, Jimmy G was never an MVP candidate. Jimmy G never had a season like Brock Purdy had last season. Jimmy Garoppolo does not have the scrambling ability of a Brock Purdy. Jimmy Garoppolo does not have the decision-making of a Brock Purdy. Jimmy Garoppolo is not close to Brock Purdy right now. Stop it. Full on, stop, end of story. Jimmy G did some good things with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. I'm not trying to rip on the guy, but to compare the two quarterbacks, I think, is laughable. Last week, Brock had his worst game as a pro, and there is so much overreaction these 2 days because they played the best defense in the NFL.
There's nothing like
the Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in the NFL right now. Stop.
Oh,
stop,
man.
It.
This is crazy to me. This is insane. This is why I say the kiddie table. Like, where's this comment at? Where's this comment at where he says Shanahan has plateaued as head coach?
What? I thought you guys were supposed to be called the faithful.
Oh, here it is.
You guys
415.
Are the lack of faithful.
No, here it is. 415.
Faithful.
Here's 415.
There's no faith when it comes to the 49er fandom right now.
415. Kyle Shanahan's run is over as 49ers head coach. He has plateaued here, and I think it's time for a change. The team looked defeated before we even started the game. Team didn't look ready to play. The play calls are horrible and so predictable, and to the point that it's really been embarrassing. He's been here long enough for us to get it accomplished, and it just hasn't happened. You just lost in the Super Bowl in overtime.
The front running right now with this fan base is unbelievable.
By the way, that call from Austin wasn't good. You need to contact Floyd Water, Plumbing and Drain at floydwater.net.
The front running,
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.